Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies corporative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. The Pragati-led monitoring has led to minimizing interdepartmental delays, significantly improving the execution of projects. Many stalled power generation and transmission projects have achieved commissioning following Pragati's intervention. During December 2025, the Northeastern Council, NEC, has released over ₹4.24 crore for a number of projects, including construction of nursing hostel at District Hospital Yingkiong, construction of maternity and child care center at Miao, Changlang, and development of Tisa Viewpoint near Tisa Camp, Tirap District. Under NESIDS, ₹13.50 crore was released during December 2025 to support key road connectivity projects in the state. The fund covers works such as the Muruk Gika to Panyor Bridge Point via Sarjai, Mate, Kusuk and Pan in Papumpare District and the Bana ESC to Richukrong Headquarters Road, contributing to improved access in remote and administrative areas benefiting population of around 19,515 villages. The Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, Arunachal Pradesh, has arrested three persons, including two private brokers, in connection with a land compensation bribery case linked to the Lada-Sarli stretch of Frontier Highway. The arrestees include Rajo Gyadi, aged 46, of Tasomora, and Yayo Yangfo, aged 36, of Type 2 Colony, Sepa. The ACB said Gyadi, in conclusion with the then DLRSO Takam Kechak, fraudulently enhanced compensation and along with others collected ₹19.51 crore from beneficiaries, of which ₹1.96 crore went to him. Yangfo allegedly routed ₹1.77 crore through post-dated checks. Another accused, Kia Bagang, was earlier arrested. Investigation is continuing. A group of students and teachers from Government Higher Secondary School Mechuka interacted with the President of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan as part of their national integration tour. The President encouraged them to pursue excellence, uphold values and contribute to nation building, inspiring renewed confidence among the students. The group also visited Parliament House and met Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, who urged them to remain disciplined, informed and socially responsible. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced its candidates for the posts of Mayor and Deputy Mayor of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation. As per the BJP State Election Committee's order, Likha Naritadar, Ward 16, has been nominated for Mayor and Tok Tabin Kamdir, Ward 19, for Deputy Mayor. The party expressed confidence in their leadership for cleaner governance, better civic services and inclusive development. BJP leaders said Itanagar is set for a stronger future under the guidance of PM Narendra Modi and CM Pema Khandu. A district-level ANCORD meeting was held at the DC Conference Hall, UPIA, on Friday under the chairmanship of Assistant Commissioner Dani Rikang. The focus of the deliberations was on regular visits and supervision of rehabilitation centres, conducting intensive awareness programmes and ensuring monthly inspections of shops and gumtis located near school premises. Addressing the meeting, the Assistant Commissioner expressed hope that coordinated inter-sectoral and multi-sectoral efforts by all concerned departments would lead to better outcomes in curbing the drug menace. She called upon all stakeholders to extend their support and cooperation in the collective fight against drug abuse. The Upper Subansiri District Administration on Thursday conducted an eviction drive to remove temporary illegal structures from the right-of-way along the highway stretch between Gandhi Market and New Market in Daporijo. The operation was carried out in the presence of Circle Officer cum Town Magistrate Ama Nungnumara with police assistance. She directed the public to avoid encroachment on the ROW and warned them that unauthorized structures on government land would invite strict action. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.